Everything we choose to do is because we're searching for happiness. Don't believe me? Well, let's take a couple of examples. So let's look at what we eat. If I choose to eat a candy bar because it tastes really good, it makes me happy right then. What if I choose to eat mushrooms, which I think taste horrible? Well, I know that they're better for me, and I know that I'll be happier if I'm healthy and strong rather than being sick and feeble. Well, let's consider the work that we do. Maybe I choose to go to work because I love my job, making a difference in people's lives, and it makes me happy. Well, let's say I hate my job. I still choose to go to work because I make money, which allows me to do and buy the things that I like, which makes me happy. What's my point? If everything we choose to do is because we're searching for happiness, I make the claim that even the reason we sin is because we're searching for happiness. Again, don't believe me? Well, let's look at some examples. The most obvious examples are those things that I do to make me feel good right now. Never mind how I'll feel later, right now. Might be a drink, might be a vape, might be an hour more of sleep on a Sunday, might be an affair. Makes me happy right now. Maybe just for 10 minutes, maybe just for 10 seconds, but right now. But what about those sins that I commit that don't make me feel good, even while I'm doing them? Am I still looking for happiness? If someone lies to their parents, or someone chooses an abortion or commits suicide, we don't choose those things to make us happy. But we choose those things to avoid the unhappiness that we think will result if we don't, which is, in fact, a search for happiness. Now, if someone does something wrong that was not their choice, then it's not a sin for them at all. Mental illness, addiction, coercion. All of us want to be happy. That's part of our nature. And so the choices we make, good or bad, are because we're searching for happiness. And the irony is that if we're focused on someone else's happiness, we're more likely to find ours. A happiness based on loving God and others is a happiness more likely to endure.